Okay. Sleepy time. Did you have a good day today? Yeah. Okay, tell me what you did. Okay. That sounded fun. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to get the response that you're looking for. Like, I know they don't mean anything by it. I mean, they have an intention behind what they're saying, but it's hard to think that it's positive, and it comes off as like, I know it comes off as not very pleasant or nice, but I'm also not saying that you should accept it, but you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it could be really difficult, and I'm really sorry you're dealing with that right now. But okay, you talk to them after. Yeah, that's good. I'm really proud of you. I'm glad things are feeling better now. You want to hear about my day? Okay, it's riveting. So this morning, I had a really nice breakfast. I had a coffee cake with some coffee. Did you know about coffee cake? Yeah, that it doesn't have coffee in there. When I first heard about that, I was like hearing about red velvet cake and how it's just chocolate cake, but it's sexier. I feel like I've really perfected my iced coffee recipe, but it all depends on the food I'm eating it with, unless I'm just drinking iced coffee without any food. But anyway, I have a really good ratio of ice to coffee to soy milk because we've progressed past the need to drink cow milk. Anyway, I could have done more work today. I feel like that's just how it is. After you have your day, you just, you know, you have that feeling like, could have spent more time doing productive things. But positive side of this, I did not spend too much time on TikTok today. Personal growth, incredible, isn't it? Yeah, my vocabulary, just my like word choice is just absolutely ruined by watching TikTok all the time and reading the comments. Everything I do now has like a TikTok sound attached to it. In May, everything I did had the interior crocodile alligator, and now it's that Russian cereal song. Anyway, you have that test again next month. You're still pretty stressed about it? How can I help you? Yeah. Okay, you want some more support? Okay, yeah, like someone to hold you accountable for, like, preparing and stuff. Of course. Yeah, we can do, like a nightly check-in or something. You can, like, make, like, a schedule for yourself if you want. Yeah. Cool, yeah. Of course. I always want to help you. There's something I can do right now. A bedtime story. Okay. You think I can do that? Yes. I have a selection. Okay. So, I can tell you about a problematic hero from classical antiquity. So we have Aeneas, Achilles, Jason, Hercules. Maybe we can do a story about somewhat feminist icon Medea. Maybe you want to hear an excerpt from the Metamorphoses. Or, okay, I can do a quick retelling of the entire Percy Jackson series. Bonus critique of Lightning Thief and Sea of Monsters movies, too. Okay, fine. You want something cuter? Okay. I'll tell you a story from my great-grandpa. So my mom, a little backstory to the story. My mom said that my great-grandpa, so her grandpa would always tell her and all of her siblings bedtime stories. But the bedtime stories would always be too short for them. So one day, he told them that he had the best story for them. It was a never-ending story. Are you ready for the story? Okay. 很久很久以前, 有两个monk 住在一个庙里, 有一个大的monk 跟一个小的monk。 有一天, 小的monk 问大的monk, 大monk, 你能给我讲一个睡前故事吗? 那大monk 说, 没问题, 可以。 很久很久以前, 有两个monk 住在一个庙里, 庙里有一个大monk 跟一个小monk。 有一天, 小monk 问大monk, 大monk, 大monk, 你能给我讲一个睡前故事吗? 那大monk 说, 没问题, 可以。 很久很久以前, 有两个monk 住在一个庙里, 庙里有一个大monk 跟一个小monk。 有一天, 小monk 问大monk, 大monk, 你能给我讲一个睡前故事吗? 那大monk 说, 没问题, 可以。 很久很久以前, 有两个monk 住在一个庙里, 有一天,
Are you telling me you can tell what I'm saying? You think something's off about the story? Okay, let me tell it to you in English and see if you know. Once upon a time, two monks lived in a temple. There's a big monk and a small monk. One day, the small monk asked the big monk, "Hey, big monk, can you tell me a story, a bedtime story?" And big monk says, "Of course, no problem." Once upon a time, there lived two monks in a temple, a big monk and a small monk. One day, the small monk asked the big monk, "Hey, big monk, can you tell me a bedtime story?" The big monk says, "Yes, of course, no problem." Once upon a time, okay. I told you, it's a never-ending story. Have I filled your bedtime story quota for the evening? Okay, good. For your listening pleasure tomorrow evening, if you're in the mood for a bedtime story, I can read you again from my previous list of classical heroes and myths. We can go from there, or I can read you some poetry from Li Bai from my Chinese school years when I was between the ages of like 4 to 14. Okay, we'll pick tomorrow. Good night.